You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Coming up in the news, I do have the latest on the storm, or at least what's left of it.
Right.
Splash Mountain, more like Sunken Mountain, am I right? And someone planted the seeds. I'll tell you what happened there. News brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. This texting and driving thing is getting out of hand. If you've been hurt by a driver texting, call Huffman and Huffman at 422-HELP. Now, hopefully you charged up the phone and bought gas for the vibrator, because a lot of people are without power now. At last check, there were more than 220,000 without power. That's in the Hampton Roads area alone. 74,000 people in Virginia Beach without power, 54,000 without power in Chesapeake, 36,000 without power in Newport News, just to name a few. 350,000 customers without power across the state so far. As this thing moves on out of here, as soon as it is safe to do so, they will be out starting to reconnect the power. This according to a Dominion spokesperson who talked to 13 News Now. She said, please report your outages. Don't just assume that they know that you are out. You can do it. The most easy way, she said, to do it is by their app, but you can also do it online, or you can call and report it. Whatever you do, report it. Now, this is the backside of the storm. The windy backside, strong winds from the backside, a chance of some backside moisture. We still have some of the winds moving through, but really the threat for severe weather lifted off to the north a while back. By severe, I mean those tornado warnings that I'm sure woke you up this morning. People were getting like, at one point there was 7 tornado warnings at one time. So that's a lot of your phone going off at 4:30 in the morning.
Sure is.
Strong bands have pretty much passed as far as rain. Now, there is still some rain out there in places, and that chance of rain does continue for the next couple of hours, but nothing too heavy. The strongest, more widespread winds are starting to relax as this thing is moving on off to the north. The highest wind gust we have seen is 72.5 miles per hour.
Wow.
That happened right around 8 a.m. Hampton recently had a gust of 52 miles per hour. But, I mean, even now, it's not nearly as bad as it was an hour ago. So the 8 a.m. update on Tropical Storm Isaias is that it was moving north-northeast at 33 miles per hour. So that's super fast, and that's what caused those spin-up tornado warnings to happen. But it also saved us from getting dumped all over. Like, there were some serious downpours. There were sheets of rain, is how it was described, even like 2 hours ago.
Right.
But the storm moving so fast kept it from just, you know, sitting on top of us and spinning and just dumping everywhere. The 8 a.m. update did put the winds at 70 miles per hour. So it still is a really strong tropical storm. There were reports of gusts up to 85 miles per hour, not necessarily here, but just with the storm itself. Since it's been traveling over land, though, it's losing its energy, so it should be slowing down a bit. Now, we do have that massive widespread power outage issue happening, and it includes the area in Suffolk where there may have been a tornado. There's a pic going around of a tractor trailer knocked on its side. This is in the downtown area. There's also the building that it looks like it was sheared off, like the wall was sheared off the side of it. So they opened up a shelter there at Kings Fork High School if you need a place to go. They do say you need to bring a mask with you. Cortland also had an unconfirmed tornado touchdown, and a tornado did touch down in North Carolina, where the governor has confirmed one death. That was in Bertie County. So in the forecast for the next, you know, couple of hours, the center part of the storm has moved over us already. It's going to be pushing away. Winds will be the thing that we continue to see for, I don't know, an hour or so. They were saying by like 10 a.m., it's supposed to pretty much be out of here. By late morning, by the lunch hour, the rain is gone. The winds have backed down. You're probably going to start seeing the sun. There is a chance of scattered showers or storms through the lunchtime, but expect improving conditions as we go into the afternoon.
Yay.
So that's it. That's what we're looking at.
Wow.
Now, we were dealing with the storm and the pandemic at the same time, and face mask use in this country hasn't exactly gone smoothly, but this point, most Americans are wearing them. So now that some experts are saying that we need eye protection too, will you also put on a pair of goggles every time you go outside? That's the question YouGov asked. One thing goggles have for them is you'd be wearing the goggles just to protect yourself and not to protect other people, so the goggle messaging might resonate better. But according to a new survey, 55% of people say they are either very or somewhat willing to wear goggles with their face mask. 36% are somewhat or very unwilling.
Unwilling. Dun, dun, dun. Just one more thing to fight over.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
that.
But this is for me now.
Yeah.
So that's the difference. I'm not asking you to do me a favor. I'm just doing this for myself.
It's so weird, though, to think, like, you can't come into the store unless you put your goggles on. Like, what?
Huh?
I don't
think they'll ever get that far
nope.
with it.
Nope, I don't think so either.
But I could see, I could wear safety glasses. That wouldn't bother me. Mm-hmm. I wear them to do yard work and stuff like that. Why would that bother me?
Yeah, they're not
I don't know
so
if I'm wearing full-on chemistry goggles.
The the goggles with the mask thing is real tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I experienced that for a long time when we were at the hospital on Sunday, and I had the mask on, and I mean, it was first thing in the morning, so I still had my dorky scientist glasses on, and they were just fogged up. Like, there was nothing I could do. I'm talking to people, and it's just sheets of fog across
yes,
my face.
There's a technique to that. You can look it up online. You've got to fit the mask over the bridge of your nose really tightly so that the air won't go up that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that wasn't happening for me.
Ask any doctor that wears glasses.
I know. I was like looking at them like, how are you? Because they were wearing all kinds of PPE. Yeah. I mean, they've got the mask, the goggles, the face shields. They got everything on and nothing on them is fogged. I'm like, how? I'm looking out like it's a sauna in here, you know. So Kanye West is making a last-minute push to get on the ballot in the swing state of Wisconsin.
Oh, my.
He hired a petitioning firm to collect the required 2,000 signatures. They have to be in by 5 o'clock today. That's the deadline. The organization let the voters decide, put 45 staffers on the job. They're also working on Ohio, where Kanye would need about 5,000 signatures. They have to have those in by tomorrow at 5. If he is successful, Ohio and Wisconsin will be the first presidential swing states where Kanye could appear on the ballot. Okay. He attempted to get support in Florida for filing, but then backed down. He submitted the needed number of signatures for Illinois, New Jersey, and Missouri ballots, but he might not appear in any of those states. He's facing allegations of election fraud in New Jersey over his required signature submissions. Wow. Illinois officials are challenging his collected signatures and his election paperwork. Caitlyn Jenner was asked about Kanye living away from his family in Wyoming and all of his Twitter rants.
That is weird.
Yeah, she said,
I have just kind of watched it just like everybody else. He's living up in Wyoming most of the time. You know, I hope for the best for him. He's a really good guy. The only thing I really can talk about is really how he has treated me through everything. And he has been the most kind, loving human being, and so good to me throughout the years, and especially going through everything I've been through in the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. He's been such a good friend.
Now, she was asked if Kanye would make a good president.
I can't even go there. You know, we're living in such a political environment today that, you know, we have an election coming up in November. It's like, I don't even want to discuss or talk about politics anymore. I'm just kind of over it. Let's just, you know, move forward.
Wow.
Yeah.
3 months away. Doesn't even seem like it.
I know.
Because we're not being peppered with these ads and stuff like that. If this were a normal year, you'd have seen all this stuff already.
Yes.
There'd be the big convention and the big push, and then all the advertising will start, and it just doesn't even feel like there's an election coming up.
We'd be so annoyed by that by now, but instead we're so annoyed by mask conversations and all the coronavirus stuff, so yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Elsewhere, Portia de Rossi stepped up for Ellen DeGeneres yesterday, posting a message on Instagram that said, "I stand by Ellen." She then added, "To all of our fans, we see you. Thank you for the support." Last week, Ellen reached out to the employees to apologize for the alleged toxicity on the set of her show. Mm-hmm. She took responsibility. She promised things would change. That didn't stop the hashtag replace Ellen from trending yesterday. People were suggesting Steve Carell, Harry Styles, Adam Sandler, even Tyler, the Creator. Ellen's producer says she's not quitting, but the not always reliable British tabloids say a search for her replacement is currently underway, with the top candidates including Kristen Bell, Melissa McCarthy, and Jennifer Aniston.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Doubt it. Kristen Bell would be excellent at
that. Yes, she would.
Yeah, I really think she'd be excellent at it. But you know what?
Melissa McCarthy. She's funny. She's funny.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston. Get him to do it.
Yeah. I don't know if Jennifer Aniston's funny when she's on the Ellen show.
Yeah.
I don't know her personality outside of that, but she's funny when she's on the Ellen show.
Well,
but
she already has a job, though. She's on that that morning show, the Apple TV show.
That's so
wildly successful. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're not going to be able to, you know, just what's nice about the internet. You can have your little fantasy and not really have to have regard for the actual rules that are in place.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't bother to check to see if these people are busy. Let's just throw some names out there. Let's just do it. What do you say?
So elsewhere, he's played Iceman in Top Gun. He's been Batman and Jim Morrison in the movies, but now Val Kilmer has a tracheotomy after being diagnosed with throat cancer in 2015.
Oh, my.
He was on Good Morning America yesterday where he spoke. He said, "I feel a lot better than I sound."
I feel a lot better than I sound. Every other language, dialect, you have to figure out a way to communicate.
So that is trending. The video of this is trending today, which has nothing to do with how they postponed the new Top Gun movie. Again, they had postponed it to December, and now it's going to be like next July. But
well, he was in the original.
Yeah. In other news, as our theme park, Busch Gardens, is preparing for a phased reopening, which starts this week. Passengers at another theme park had a bit of an issue. People who were riding the Disney World Splash Mountain log flume tweeted about an experience where their boat started taking on water at the end of the ride.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Quote, "So we got out of our boat because it was sinking while we were stuck there," one person wrote, along with a video of the waterlogged vessel. "The Disney World employee decided to tell us that we should have stayed in the boat, but it went under as soon as we all stepped out. Nice. Another passenger on the ride tweeted a pair of before and after photos. The first one showing her and her boyfriend seated in the ride with water up past their ankles. The second of a mostly submerged boat. Five guests ultimately left the ride without injury, according to a Disney spokesperson. But I get why they were telling them to stay on. Back in 2008, 37-year-old man stepped off halfway through the ride and was hit by another boat. He died at the hospital. Yeah.
That's gotta hurt.
Last month, Disney announced Splash Mountain would be rethemed after The Princess and the Frog. So that's coming soon. The incident was reviewed. Splash Mountain has since reopened. One visitor who described the scene also said Disney World was eerily quiet amid the pandemic measures.
Kind of scary. I mean, kind of creepy in that regard that it is so quiet. I was there once when there was a hurricane bearing down on Orlando and people left the park.
Yeah.
And it was, there were so few people left that we could just get off the rides and get right back on them again.
Wow.
Yeah. Unlike any other time you've ever been in that place.
Living the dream right there.
Living the dream, but you're pushing the envelope.
Yeah.
Because you got to get out of Dodge.
Right.
and I remember pulling the plug on our family vacation, and I was not everybody's favorite person. And it turned out we were literally on the last plane that left Orlando.
Wow. So you made the right call.
Yeah.
So at the end, you were like, I'm right.
Or we would have stayed there for a couple of more weeks or until we could get a rental car to drive out of there after the streets were cleaned up and stuff.
But, sure.
I mean, you know, it was going to be a few days, no doubt about it, under less than ideal conditions.
Right. But you can't just go to Disney every day when it's a mess, you know?
Yeah. But we did have one great day of that.
Yes.
You know?
All right, well, finally, I have an answer to the very important question. So those seeds, those mysterious unsolicited seed packets that were showing up as the postal system were delivering them to random mailboxes across the country, they had some sort of a jewelry code on them, some Chinese writing. People didn't order them. Mm-hmm. They told you not to plant them, but someone did it anyway. A dude in Arkansas was apparently one of the first to get the seeds, and he was like, heck yes, let's plant these, see what kind of magic bean stalk grows from this.
Mm-hmm.
According to The Cut, unfortunately, those warnings came too late for the Arkansas man who received his seedy surprise a month ago, and he now has an enormous alien plant on his property.
Oh, my God.
Now, he said inside the envelope, he found a small bag of flat almond-shaped seeds that kind of look like what you scoop out of a pumpkin.
Okay.
He brought them down here to his garden, planted the seeds just to see what would happen. Every 2 weeks, I'd come by, put Miracle-Gro on it, and they started growing like crazy, he said. Yeah. Now, the plant features a big orange blossom and a white oblong fruit that appears to be a squash.
All right, it's a Chinese squash.
Yeah, to him it appears that they were just squash seeds. The Arkansas Department of Agriculture is going to remove and inspect the plants, which, I mean, that has to be a lot of fun. And how much trouble are you going to be in for that?
Yeah, right.
Because they need to confirm. Their concern is that it's an invasive pest aspect or that these seeds can introduce an invasive weed or invasive insect pest or plant disease.
Yeah.
So for that reason, recipients are asked to please not sow these suckers, is how they wrote it, and instead report them to your state's plant regulatory official. Realistically, USDA authorities suspect the seeds are a part of a brushing scam, meaning that, you know, this dude's name will appear on a glowing review somewhere on Amazon for, you know, whatever they want to use his name for.
Right.
So that's the thought behind him.
All right. Well,
okay.
I don't know if I would be planting those seeds. I don't know where they came from. I don't know what they do.
I guess if you're like a farmer or something, and that's like your normal life, you're just like, okay, I wonder what this does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and don't give it any second thought, because really, what's the worst that's going to happen?
Yeah.
In your mind, anyway,
right?
Is that you control this somehow?
Mm-hmm.
But really, if one of them gets away from you, and then it ends up being the next kudzu of whatever area you live in, can't be stopped. Kudzu is a thing. If you look this up, it's a plant that was introduced. I can't even remember. They brought it over here to feed animals or something? Don't remember exactly the origin, but it cannot be stopped.
Yikes.
It just grows up over buildings and across fields and ruins crops and everything else.
It was to reduce soil erosion.
Oh, okay, there. Because we needed to plant something in so that the soil wouldn't erode every time it rained. Bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we put in something that cannot be stopped. So I'm sure that that's the concern for the Agriculture Department of Arkansas, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, around here today, we got some tropical storms conditions expected, although those are, you know, moving on out of the area. Sun's starting to shine. I'm looking outside right now. I got the sun shining. There are still some clouds. There is still some wind. The trees are moving around. But conditions will improve as we go through the morning, the lunch hour, and into this afternoon especially. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, 77 is your low. Tomorrow, a slight chance of some showers and thunderstorms. Mostly sunny otherwise. 86 will be the high tomorrow. Right now, we are at 75 degrees, and I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Heck yeah, thank you.